podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankas.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week we talk about Daylight Savings Time, the Oscars, and our worst movie ever tournament continues with Troll 2 versus Sharknado. And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, my friends.
Welcome.
To hell.
Welcome. Welcome in. Welcome in.
I see what you did there.
That was an abandoned thing from the Haunted Mansion.
Welcome out.
That doesn't make any sense. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And if we all seem a little low energy today, it's because it's daylight motherfucking savings time.
That means we lost an hour.
We did.
Lost it. It's gone.
Just evaporated into the ether.
That always cracks me up.
The cosmic owl swallowed it.
I'm not going to get enough sleep. Lose an hour. Yeah, lose an hour.
Well,
that's an hour. That's an hour less sleep.
If you still need to get up at the same time the next day, or the day after
that. You go to bed earlier.
Fuck that noise. Because you lose the hour in the middle of the night, Noah. You don't lose it like the previous evening.
It's a very easy problem to solve.
So when I went to bed at midnight.
You still have things you want to do at night.
Yeah, like your mom.
Then you make a choice to not get as much sleep.
No, the clock is making a choice to take my hour away.
Yes.
It's not taking an hour away.
Nope.
It did.
The hour is still there.
Yes, it did. It's gone.
Nope.
Tim. Guess where my fist is.
Are we bumping?
Are we bumping?
Fist it! Fist it! It's fisted. Time for fist!
Fisted! Fist you, buddy.
It's just shifting that one little hour you got before.
Okay, everybody. Let's just acknowledge that Noah is better than all of us, and he's figured out life. Okay, thanks, Noah.
No problem.
You're our new hour guru.
I'm Noah, and I get sufficient sleep for my body's needs.
Oh, I pass judgment on people who don't like to lose an hour of sleep. Wait, you're not losing it. You're making a choice to lose it.
I also probably ate a healthy amount of fiber yesterday.
If you think about it,
not only that, but also other things.
That's right. You got an hour extra sleep before.
No, I'll get an hour of sleep extra later.
Yes. This is 2014, Noah. Stop living in the past. You with your non-self-driving cars.
That's right.
Not to mention, this is just a holdover from our agriculture-based society, which we don't live in anymore.
Yeah. Sorry, farmers.
Not unlike summer vacation.
You guys are the new minority. We're going to oppress you from now on.
Clearly not.
I think mostly it's just so, like, this has been happening for so long, and people bemoan it every year. Oh, man. It's like, really? Really? You've gotten used to it. It's okay. You're going to be all right.
No, it's jet lag, is what it is.
Fuck,
it's jet
dude?
Lag, but I didn't go anywhere.
This is Noah. You're not allowed to complain about things if they're old now. After it happened for a long time, you can't complain about it anymore.
Yeah.
But someone keeps kicking me in the balls. Well, they've been kicking you in the balls for 20 years.
If they keep
pissing and moaning about
balls
it.
Every year?
Every spring, they kick you in the balls. Are you surprised? Are you surprised they're kicking you in the balls?
Tim, I kind of feel like you're telling me that I can't get mad at you guys for kicking me in the balls anymore.
If they kicked you in the balls, then yes, you could complain about that.
Like
if,
you're saying you... this to Noah, but aiming it at me.
Good. So it's a twofer. Not to be confused with Kiefer.
No. Twofer Sutherland is the much less popular brother.
And Noah, losing an hour of sleep is kicking me in my sleep balls.
Nope.
Yes.
And you're not losing an hour. It's not like the hour went somewhere and never returned.
It is. It's like
it's
we put
shifting an hour.
We put the hour in the bank, and then the hour comes back to us.
That's not like losing an hour.
7 months
it
from
is losing
now.
An hour. It's like when your grandmother gives you money for your birthday, and then your parents immediately put it in the bank. You're not technically losing it, but you're losing it.
No, it's worse
it's
than
there.
That. Because you know what? I don't get any interest back on that fucking hour.
You're right.
I gave it to someone for 7 months, and it comes back to me, and it's still an hour. What have they been doing with my hour for those 7 months?
I'm still not losing an hour.
They've been investing it wisely. Somebody's getting a shitload of time out of this scheme, and I want to know who. Tancast, asking the important questions.
It's about time someone stood up to big time.
Yes. Fucking Big Ben. The British started it. You know what? They're probably just chucking extra time in the Thames.
Thames?
Tim?
Whatever. I'm not British. I don't know how to pronounce their fucking river. There's an H in there. It's a sound, goddammit.
Ooh, fish and chips.
Is that your British guy?
From way back.
I approve.
I think it was actually Noah who said it.
Oh, I like fish and chips. Perhaps.
Or as we British say, a sausage in the mouth.
What?
Oh, no, as you Americans say, a sausage in the mouth.
What?
Mrs. Featherbottom from Arrested Development.
Ah.
Just David Cross and drag.
I have yet to see that show.
Oh, you should watch it.
I know.
You should watch it, and you should watch Breaking Bad, and you should watch The Wire, and you should watch Deadwood. And
House of Cards, Orange is the New
Black.
I'm just
going to keep listing shows I haven't seen, but other white people keep telling me I need to watch.
Well, I'm going to have a busy weekend.
Yep, get on it.
If only I hadn't lost an hour, maybe I'd get a head start.
You can do 23 hours of this.
I'm too busy watching movies for our crappy contest. And getting angry.
I watched one last week thinking, I'm going to be a week ahead. And then the movie wasn't crappy enough to make the cut.
Oh, wow.
I was like, God damn it. I watched a movie that was shitty enough that it wasted my time, but I don't benefit from this.
I was thinking we should invite guests on, make them watch a crappy movie.
Yeah, or if man, what's he doing?
We should just not podcast anymore, just invite guests on every week. And sit back and watch some money roll in.
Yep. You know, Tim, next week we'll just put Drew and Michael with the headphones and we'll walk out.
Done and done.
All right.
Well, I'm sure Max has seen some crappy movies. Let's ask him have him back on. Yeah.
Tancast babies, they're blabbering at each other intelligibly.
Yes.
But before we get to that, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Well, it was pretty good until I lost an hour.
Oh, no, that's fucking rough. Tell us about that.
I am on the same page as you, my friend. I know what you're saying. I feel your pain, and I sympathize.
I feel your pain with my butt. That is how I sense your pain.
And I assume you are not being a total tool bag and mocking me.
What? Never.
No one doesn't do that.
Mm-mm.
Certainly not to me.
Or Tim. Or anyone on this podcast.
Well, once you singled out the two of us, you pretty much had it nailed, unless you were mocking yourself.
You never know.
I'd never do know. That's the thing about Noah.
It was a mystery wrapped in an enigma with a giant cock hanging out the front of it. So, Noah, how was your week other than losing an hour?
It was good. Nothing too exciting.
Okay. Didn't almost poop yourself on any public streets this time?
No.
Okay.
Did that happen?
It did almost happen to you one time. You were
one
jogging.
Time, Wisconsin, yeah. Yes. Yeah. This is not a, it's not a normal thing. Usually well, happens after a drink. And then, yeah, man, I'm getting old. I get drunk now. I drink too much. Next day, it's like, I'm like, at some point, I'm going to have to take a shit, and it's going to be sudden.
Yeah.
It's gonna, not going to be like, oh, I feel sick. It's going to be, holy shit, it's coming now.
Yeah. Yeah, you just get that cramp. It's like the purge has begun. My insides are going to be outsides.
I've been watching Breaking Bad. It's a good show.
How far are you now?
I am like halfway through the third season.
Oh.
The lawyer's character, Sal, he is a very amusing character.
He is. I love that he's getting a spinoff show.
I don't know if I'd watch it. I mean, I think he's good. I mean, it could be great, but to me, he's amusing because he's just kind of like this counterpoint to like Walt and the other guy. I can't remember his name right now.
Jesse?
Yes, but I don't know if I'd watch a whole show of him.
I've never seen the show. Booyah.
Good on you, Tim.
Good on you. But yeah, it's a very enjoyable show. That's what she said.
Yeah. It's inappropriate.
It's interesting to watch him like kind of change and make these connections. Like, you know, someone robs him one time and he goes, you know, you have to go take care of this. You know, people can't think, you know, anyone can just come along and rob us.
Yeah, that whole plot was interesting. I don't want to ruin this for Tim because Tim needs to watch this show and The Wire and Deadwood.
And... Realistically, is Tim going to watch any of these shows?
Probably not.
You never know. I eventually watched Doctor Who.
This is true.
Anything's possible.
This is true.
Through science.
I don't think I'd ever watch Doctor Who. And I'm also...
Oh. Well, then go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
No. I'll let your mom do that.
I don't know what that noise was, Tim.
Did that noise make
my mom only
less
fucks
Tim?
Whovians.
That's the noise Tim's soul make when people fucks his mother. Tim's soul goes, sits in the corner.
Out in public and starts making that noise. I was like, what's happening? Someone's fucking my mother.
Oh. I'm surprised you can't hear it. It didn't happen in the next room, babe.
Oh, oh.
I'm surprised you can't hear it. It's me. I'm doing it right now.
Oh, no. Come on.
Oh. Oh, no.
No. No.
Oh.
No.
Incest was a bridge too far, Noah. This is Tancast. We have standards. Anybody hear any good dead baby jokes?
No.
No. Sadly.
I feel like karmically I dodged a bullet with all those dead baby jokes.
Like,
that the universe did not decide to just drop some smattage on me.
Ah.
Yeah, you're still alive.
Well, yes, but he's no longer a baby, so.
Well, I'm just saying, something else crappy can happen.
Toddler jokes.
Is karma always equal? Like, the exact same, like, you know, if you make a dead baby joke, you'll have a dead baby, or is it just
no,
like...
No, karma's not even instant. That's just, a Western misconception. Karma's like the sum total of... Like, it's like the balance of your life. So it's like your bank account at the end.
It doesn't even happen. It happens when you die, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or, yeah. Okay. So it's not even like delayed a little bit. It's like, you know, you die, then it happens. Not like, oh, a couple years from now, something shitty is going to happen.
Yeah.
God. We Americans, we always want everything right away.
We do. Yep.
Now!
We're not even willing to wait for death to, you know, get our accounts settled.
I like to pay my bill right away.
That always seems like just such a shitty idea. It's like, oh, well, you know, it's okay. We don't need to do anything about him because he's going to go to hell, so... Or, you know, get reincarnated as a slug and get stepped on or some shit like that. Like, no, he's killing people now. Somebody fucking do something about that now. Don't wait for God or the universe or whatever. Just fucking justice.
What is justice, though, Andy?
It's whatever I say it is, Noah. You know why? Because I am a white man.
Yeah.
Apparently that's ours to pick. Speaking of justice, anybody watch the Oscars?
No.
I watched it like 4 days later because I was at a birthday party, so we were mostly heckling it while it was on, and then I actually watched it on my DVR.
We finished it last night, finally. Because every time we'd watch it, my wife would be like, Ellen.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, this isn't doing it for me. It's not funny. They should have Jon Stewart back. They should have Ricky Gervais back.
Ricky Gervais has never hosted the Oscars. And
was it the Golden Globes that he did?
It was.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm going to put some money down right now. He will never host the Oscars.
No. He'll never host the Golden Globes again.
He acts like that's his prerogative. Well, they did ask him back.
Yes.
After that first time.
And then he taught them what a mistake they had made. It's like, oh, foolish mortals.
Oh, I thought Ellen did just fine.
I thought she did too. I mean, there were some of the bits that ran a little long.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, the whole handing out the pizza thing, you could have cut to the presenter about 30 seconds ago.
But when Harrison Ford demanded a napkin of whoever that was walking around with him, was it, I can't remember if it was Cumberbatch or Brad Pitt or whoever, but he's like, Harrison Ford took a piece of pizza, then he's like, wait, napkin.
Yes, that was funny.
I was like, wow, the most life we've seen out of Harrison Ford this entire broadcast.
Harrison Ford, I want a greasy finger. Fucking bullshit.
Did you see him presenting, or, you know, not presenting, but, you know, giving the synopsis of the three movies.
Yes, he seemed like a kid who's a known mumbler, who's been told by his teacher, no, Harry, you need to enunciate. Please pronounce each of the words clearly and precisely. The audience will thank you.
These movies are filled me with...
I can't remember what word he used, but it was like, fuck, the way you say that word makes it sound like you're not quite sure, like, you don't understand that means joy and excitement.
It was captivating and awe-inspiring. I was like, what? Huh? Wake up!
Especially because, like, as he's walking out, it's like, dun-da-da-da, dun-da-da.
Movies are great, and they do stuff, and people have them, and you watch them, and...
I was in some one time.
You get off my fucking lawn already.
I'm old and cranky.
What other? Oh.
Ally McBeal's making me be here tonight.
So I read that apparently Bat Kid was supposed to be on the Oscars.
Oh.
Did you hear about this?
No.
So, because the theme of the night was heroes and heroics for no fucking reason.
Uh-huh.
And...
Yeah, I mean, nobody fucking landed a plane on the Hudson this year.
And Avengers was not eligible this year. The only superhero movies that were eligible were Iron Man, Thor. There was some other shitty one. I can't remember what it was.
Why wasn't the Avengers eligible?
Because that was 2 years ago.
Oh, that's right. Holy shit.
Time flies.
It does.
Indeed it does.
Vroom.
So there was for some reason, Bat-Kid was supposed to be paired up with Andrew Garfield, the new Spider-Man. But during rehearsal, Andrew Garfield didn't like his lines. Wanted to change his lines, was told he couldn't change his lines, and then stormed off.
Hey folks, Editor Tim here. Everything Podcaster Tim just said is apparently not true. There's been more articles that have come out that said the Oscars were the ones, the producers, who actually canceled the segment, saying it didn't fit with the tone of the show. Andrew Garfield had a great rehearsal and everything went fine. They decided to cut the segment. So then Andrew Garfield actually took the kid to Disneyland and even participated in a mini Oscar ceremony in the kid's hotel room, tuxedos and all. There's a link to all that stuff in the show notes. And now, let's go back to the show where I still have my head firmly planted up my ass.
What a bitch.
And so they sent Bat-Kid to Disneyland for the day, and that was it. And then instead, Captain America came out and introduced a clip of superhero movies, which
that
apparently...
started with him.
Did it?
Yeah, it's the very first thing you see is the Captain America shield.
Oh. Well, apparently, Henry Cavill's the only one who's ever played Superman, Christian Bale's the only one who's ever played Batman, uh-huh. And Andrew Garfield's the only one who's ever played Spider-Man.
Yep. Yeah, I noticed all of those.
I was like, mother... piece of shit. Asshole.
It's also, true. Apparently, the Fantastic Four never happened.
Well, that's just good thinking.
Yes. Oh, and there were so many other things where I was like, oh, I guess it's just going to be Heroes of the Last 5 to 8 years then.
However, at that next commercial break, you know, it does that, like... It, like, there's commercials, and then they show, like, a clip of backstage, so you can get some of that sweet backstage action while people are standing around looking
right
awkward.
Oh, I fast through that.
Well, it goes, you know, say, like, the Oscars will return in a moment. Guess what was playing?
I can't guess.
John Williams Superman score, bitches. Y'all can go motherfuck yourself. Mm.
John Williams was up for an Oscar this year, wasn't he?
He was.
For a score.
Indeed.
I was like, that's going to warm Tim's cockles.
Oh, did you not see my tweet?
No, I didn't.
Regardless of who wins or loses tonight, it's important to note that John Williams is nominated for an Oscar, and Hans Zimmer is not. Man of suck it.
Yeah, that's about right.
I love that my followers have had so much, have had their, you know, have just had an ass full of it to the point where they don't even comment anymore.
Fuck it.
They can super suck it. Yes, sir, and your entree comes with a super suck it. Oh, fun. Fun times.
I have nothing to add to your Oscar talk.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio, yet again, not winning. Martin Hello? Scorsese, yet again, not winning. Although he's won one.
At least he's won. Scorsese.
Yes. Yeah. It feels like for him, they just finally picked one. Like, you know what? The rest of the field is just weak enough that this year we can... we're just going to give it to Scorsese. That's going to be fine.
Oh, so I don't know if you guys have heard about this. Well, I mean, Andy saw it, but... when John Travolta introduced Izzardin Fnigger Schnagger.
Yeah, Idina Menzel.
Yes.
and introduce her as Adele Madzin or something like that.
Yes.
Like, that's all the internet was talking about in terms of her. And nobody mentioned that she starts off flat, rushed the song, and pooched the ending. Like, and, like, I've also seen, like, internet posted, like, she rocked it at the Oscars. Like, no! Like, no, I'm not saying she's not talented. Like, and I posted something about this and got all sorts of shit for it. But, like, I'm not saying she's not as talented, but this is, like, world-class level performance time. And if you pooch it, you pooched it. I'm sorry. This is not, like, first grade talent whatever and just be good that you tried. Like, oh, come on. She gave it her best. Like, yeah. Fucking, this is the Oscars.
Yeah.
Well, of all the songs and all the movies of all year long, this one was nominated, and she was supposed to perform it and show how awesome she is, and she's like, and I'm done.
Yeah, my wife was pointing out, like, she's like, oh, you know, look how nervous she is. You can see her hand trembling. I was like, it's not nerves. She knows she came in flat and fucked up the beginning.
Although I did hear that they cut half her song, like, not too long before she had to sing, because the Oscars are running long.
Oh, well, that's awesome of them to do.
Yeah. And the orchestra is not in the room, so it could be a problem with their earpiece as well.
Yeah, it also could be that, I mean, you're hugely Broadway notable, and you've been in a couple of films and all the rest of that stuff, but then John Travolta gets up right before you and completely fucks your name. That might throw you off your game a little.
I remember reading that she didn't even hear about it till afterwards.
Oh, okay. Well, then, her failure is on her.
And she just let it go.
Let it go?
Let it go.
Did she hold it back anymore?
No. I don't know the rest of that song. I've only heard it a couple times.
Does the cold bother her?
I don't think it ever bothered her anyway.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen that movie. Have you?
I did not, because my family saw it when they went out to California around Christmas before me.
And they hate you.
And I have been treated to my wife and son singing it. Not quite on constant replay. Everything Is Awesome definitely took over for that for a little while. But ever since she performed it at the Oscars, it's been back.
Our ginger-haired Disney freak, Leslie, asked if you had lost your sanity due to your son singing Everything Is Awesome so often.
That's adorable. She thought I was sane before that.
That's what I said. I said, it's hard to tell.
I even this week thanked my coworker, the new guy that we hired to be like my second in command for the job. So like the whole load is not on me anymore. I was like, by the way, in case I haven't said this in the last couple of months, thank you. It's like for like accepting the job. Like, oh, why? I'm like, well, it kind of has let me, not so much maintain a level of sanity that I had coming into this last couple of months, you know, with all the travel and all the rest of that shit. It's been more than two people's worth of work. So if it had been just me, I probably would have quit by now. What?
Crazy.
Oh, quickly before we get to our thing.
Yeah. Do you guys hear me? Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
You're just not saying anything important.
All right.
Boom! Oh! Oh, that felt good. I feel like you guys for once.
Were you saying something before that?
I said something before, but my audio was froze, and you guys were just talking about something else, so I wasn't sure if you heard me or if you responded, and I just didn't hear you, and then you went on.
Did
you ask a question?
We may not have heard you that time.
I don't remember what I said now.
Yeah, because I can hear you breaking up just ever so slightly right now, so maybe it was legit.
Too legit.
To quit. Hey!
Anyway, quickly before we get to our thing, because yep. I got to go to work, so we got to wrap this up soon.
Okie dokie.
Ish. I got a new tooth.
We saw.
Yeah, I texted you guys. For 5K, I was expecting to look a lot less British. Like, it is a little sad little people tooth.
You can't get a full person tooth. You need 10,000 for that.
And I still got to go back in a month or so for 3 more fillings. Hooray!
Woohoo! Maybe they'll add a little bit more to your tooth when you go back.
Yeah, okay, you can just, you know.
Just spackle that tooth.
Put a second story on. Can we can we put a gazebo out back, something?
Oh.
That's it. I have a tooth again. Now I can smile at people.
That is awesome. And as sort of a prequel to our shitty movie thing, the movie that I alluded to seeing was That's My Boy with Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg.
Oh, wasn't that bad, huh?
It was awful. It just wasn't awful enough.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it was, I think, 30 or 40 minutes into the movie, I finally laughed once.
Yeah.
But towards the end of the movie, I can't say spoiler alert because it's hard to spoil this movie. Vanilla Ice starts showing up more and more.
Spoiler alert!
Okay. Vanilla Ice starts showing up more and more, and in sort of like the same way that movie 43 was an awful movie and yet hilarious in its badness, just like from the random shit that happened, somehow Vanilla Ice sort of pulls this movie out of the dive, and it doesn't ever pull up, but at least it flies kind of parallel-ish to the ground for the last like 15, 20 minutes or so. Thanks to Vanilla fucking Ice, of all people.
You know, I actually really enjoyed movie 43. It was fucking odd, but I don't think it was terrible or bad.
Well, it was terrible. It was objectively a terrible movie, but in the same way that, like, just eating a bunch of candy is terrible for your health. Like, there wasn't anything about it that made it a good film. Oh, shit.
It made me laugh.
I don't think I lost any audio. My computer just went to sleep for no reason. Like, I hadn't touched the mouse in a second.
Oh, boy.
But there's no break in the number line, so I think I'm okay.
Oh, anyways. Boy.
But yes, movie 43 was funny in a way that That's My Boy certainly was not. If you want to hear Adam Sandler doing his, "Oh, that's okay, I'm just going to do this voice. Oh, that was just, I don't know why, I guess this is my Boston guy voice." It's like, I don't know, Casey Kasem got kicked in the head.
I hate when that happens.
I thought that sounds like, "Happen."
That's Dick Clark.
Oh, right, sorry.
Happen,
I'm sorry, Dick Clark.
He's dead, he can't hear you.
Yeah, no. Or he can hear everything.
And even if he was alive, he doesn't listen to this.
Nope. Oh,
you know why?
When did he die?
Because carrots don't listen. I don't know, like 2 years ago?
Yeah. Because it's been New Year's Rockin' Eve without him for 2 years now.
Yeah. But it wasn't
Dick
still
Clark,
Dick
New
Clark?
Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest.
Yes. We just dig Dick Clark up every year and sort of prop him up in the booth.
We can get at Bernie's them.
So,
all right,
sorry,
let's start this. We got to get going.
Yep.
All right, worst movie ever contest. Let's do it.
Worst movie ever.
Would you like to go first?
No, you can go first. Or whoever's going first, right. Go first.
Well, it's not me.
Hey, it's me. So I have three in the hopper.
Ooh. What the fuck? You're stacking up?
Tim's preloading.
Exactly. Well, because the one I watched last night, it actually took me two nights. Like, I had to turn it off the night before. I'm like, I can't finish this. I cannot.
I can't. I don't. I won't.
I don't know. The problem is, I don't know if this is like an aggregate, just like getting sick of watching bad movies, or if this movie is just worse than all the other ones. But the one I was holding on
to, can't tell if it's soul damage or not.
The one I was holding on to from last week is the infamously bad. So bad they made a documentary called Best Worst Movie, Troll 2.
Powers of evil are very strong here. I must leave.
Goblins don't exist. Goblins don't exist.
And remember,
that's been on my list.
All I can say is, believe the hype, friends. Believe it. This movie is so... Oh, I left my notes out in front. Hang on. Talk to each other. I'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Blah, blah, blah,
so, no, how's,
blah, blah, blah,
how's
blah,
your
blah,
dick?
Blah, blah.
Oh! There's an asshole at my work with a shiny new Audi that always parks and takes two parking spaces in the lot that's, like, right next to the building that everyone wants to park in. On Friday, they may or may not have had some chewing gum on their windshield.
Do you think that will stop them?
No, but I will gum them again. Someone, I'm sorry.
I'm back. What are we on about?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Justice, I am the Batman of chewing gum and bad parking jobs.
You know, you should write. So I saw this today, and it was actually like, I think, a pretty good idea. So if someone had parked like in a spot that was obviously too small, so they're blocking a bit of someone's driveway, and someone wrote a note, "You are too big for this spot. Do this again, and I will have you towed."
That's not funny at all.
I mean, I feel like, you know, wasn't aggressive, like, "Oh, you fucking dick, you are poisonous." It's like, "Hey, you know, you're too big. Do this again, you know, you'll get towed."
I was considering printing out one of the things from the internet that just says you park like an asshole. Looks like a parking ticket. Maybe on their car. But it was raining and I had chewing gum, so I went with what I had.
Could you say, like, you would get towed?
Could I? No, it's... Boom. The company that owns the building would have
to. No, I mean, I don't mean, like, you have authority, but could you make it look official?
Oh, yeah, probably.
That's what I would do.
The internet hates people who fucking park in two spaces. There's lots and lots of odds and templates you can grab.
And, yeah, like, why wouldn't they? Because those people are assholes.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. So, I remember, like, so here's some of the things I wrote down. Like, the opening is, like, the grandfather telling the son a story, and, like, we're watching the story, and it's about... Oh, first of all, Troll 2 has no trolls in it. That's
yes.
Important to note. It was originally a movie called Goblin. The best part is, if you watch the documentary, which I watched again after I watched the movie, at one point... like they're doing a question and answer thing, and the director's there, and he goes, the guy in the audience is like, "Why is it called Troll 2 if there's no trolls in the movie?" And the guy's like, "What? I don't understand." And the writer turns to him and goes, "He's asking why it's called Troll 2 if there's no trolls in the movie." "What? There are no trolls in the movie? Well, we called them goblins." "Oh, you ask a stupid question." That was his answer. That was his entire answer. And he was done. No more talking to this guy. You ask a stupid question.
Wow.
Anyway, so the goblins are running through chasing this guy, and the grandpa narrator is like, "A thick fog covered the moor," or whatever. It was a clear fucking sunny day with the saddest wisp of fog from the shit fog machine that you rent for a kid's birthday party. Just like, clear as day. And also, it was supposed to be the middle of the night, I think they said. I'm like, what? How? Oh, God, this is the first 3 minutes of the movie. What else did I write down? Oh, the daughter is so god-awful. She is the fucking worst. Like, she's an actress now, and she just says she doesn't put this on her resume because she's like, "I watch it, and I know how bad I was in it, and I swear that's not how I normally act." But apparently, the director went to the Tim Babb School of Directing and said, "Shut up and say the lines, meat sack." So her boyfriend sneaks into her room towards the beginning, and she's like, this is one of the more famous lines in the movie, like, "You better get out of here. If my dad finds you here, he'll cut off your little nuts and eat them."
Wow.
"He'll cut off your little nuts and eat them." First of all, she's telling her boyfriend that he has little nuts. Uh-huh. Second of all, she's informing her boyfriend that her dad is a nut cannibal, apparently. And he glazes right over it. And then she talks about how much their family hates her, and then she's talking about how she's going away on vacation, and he's like, "Well, I want to go with you. I'll tell my family you're coming. Like, it'll be totally fine. You just spent 5 minutes talking about how much the family hates you, but they're going to be totally cool with you joining us for vacation." Oh, you know what? At this time of night was a different scene. So I don't think it was nighttime in the opening scene, but like it's something like, "At this time of night?" And it's like, it's clearly broad daylight outside. They didn't even put on like those sad little filters to make it look like it's not. It's just broad daylight.
Yeah, that always drives me nuts. The shooting day for night or vice versa. It's like, no. The moon does not cast shadows that fucking sharp.
That's funny, because then I dropped off taking notes until almost the end of the movie, because I just couldn't handle it anymore. They defeat the villains with a bologna sandwich. Well, it's a two-part thing. There's a piece of Stonehenge that got brought to Nilblog, which is goblin spelled backwards. That's the town they're living in.
And I like
what
it.
What the goblins do is they feed you this food with a random green smooge on it, and when you eat it, you turn into a half-man, half-plant, and then they eat you. Because they're vegetarians. Why they don't just eat vegetables? Don't ask these questions.
Because they like their vegetables to have a chance to run away?
Right. Anyway, so he pulls out a double-decker bologna sandwich, the kid does, and eats it, and somehow that scares off everybody. Oh, I forgot to mention, the grandpa from the beginning who's reading the story? Dead. He's been fucking dead for 3 months when this movie starts. And he just shows up to My son is very unhappy to hear that the grandpa's dead.
Mm.
He's crying in the other room. I don't know why. Both his grandpas have been dead for as long as he's been born.
What's going to say?
Ooh, I wonder if I should go out and see this. Probably not.
Seems like a wife
okay,
problem.
I hear my wife laughing. Things must be okay.
Okay.
So he just appears to the kid every so often, and it's unclear what he can and can't. Like, sometimes he brings, like, an axe with him and, like, a Mazel Tov cocktail. And, but
wait, Mazel Tov cocktail?
Mazel Tov.
Yes. They light it, they throw at the trolls, and they go, L'chaim! Hava Nagi V'Hala, Nagi V'Hala. I'm saying the word wrong still.
Hala Nagiva.
Hala Nagiva. Anyway, and then but then he's like, oh, I can't stay. Why not? It just keeps fading in and out.
He's like, Mazel Tov.
Anyway, and that's who gives the kid the bologna sandwich. I don't know where he got it.
Because it's fucking bologna.
Anyway, so they also have a piece of Stonehenge, which is their power. So they all so the family has to touch the stone and concentrate. And this is the climax of the film. They're touching and concentrate. No, wait, concentrate harder. Yes, this is visually interesting. No, it's not. And then the trolls all die. And then, to make it worse, to make it a movie that Tim will absolutely hate, uh-huh. They all get home, and of course, some trolls show up. Some of the some of the very trolls they killed are somehow alive again, and then they kill the mother. I was like, not only was this movie awful to watch, you tacked on a bullshit screw you ending? I was so angry. I was like, oh my god, fuck you, movie! Yeah, spoiler. I just spoiled the end of Troll 2. You're welcome.
Wow.
Is Andy okay?
That was my shock noise.
Oh. I thought someone was fucking your mother.
I am.
Hey! Oh, I was so angry.
Oh, my heart.
What? After all that, they didn't even kill the stupid trolls with all that concentrating?
Well, they didn't concentrate hard enough.
Harder.
Yeah.
Anyway, Troll 2.
And they only had Mazel Tov cocktails. Those aren't going to stop anything.
Molotov. I know the word. I just get it wrong. I didn't look it up.
You didn't have dictionary.com read it for you.
I was just imagining it's like a bottle of Manischewitz.
That could be both.
Seven? Yeah, seven little flames coming out the top.
All right, so that's Troll 2. It sucks.
All right, my...
Don't...
My movie...
It, don't watch it.
I'm going to tease it a little bit, because you don't know what it is. No.
Yeah, tease it, Noah. Play with the tip.
You can fuck yourself.
I saw Sharknado.
I just can't sit back and watch this.
Destroy it before it gets to them. Watch out!
You can't just wait here with sharks to rain down on
us.
They throw bombs into the tornado.
It's too dangerous.
Too many of them. We're gonna need a bigger chopper.
Claudia, move!
It's time to leave Kansas, mate.
And I tried to watch it this morning, and I was tired, and I just kept falling asleep.
Oh, you know what? If you'd had an extra hour this morning, it would have gone fine.
If you hadn't lost an hour, you'd be all set.
Checkmate, atheists.
No, I would have been fine. I just went to bed late. I knew what it was.
Describe for us the whirling sharks.
Yeah, how do they make that premise last for more than a scene?
Okay, so there's a big tornado.
Uh-huh.
And it's sucked up sharks.
I got that part, baby.
From the name, I got that part.
And so the tornadoes are just flying around L.A., dropping off sharks on things and people. So every once in a while...
Oh, wait, so...
So first they want to escape the tornado. They want to get far away. And they want to go...
As you would with a tornado full of sharks.
They want to get their family. But then they want to stop their tornadoes with bombs. These bombs, I'm not really sure why they did them this way, but maybe they talked about it. I'm sure they didn't describe it. Maybe they talked about it when I dozed off for a moment. But they're like little propane tanks, kind of. Like, you know, not very big. Like, maybe like the size of like a home fire extinguisher.
Okay.
They put a deconstructed fire smoke detector on it.
Holy shit.
And then a flare. So when they set off the bomb, they would turn on the gas, hold the deconstructed smoke detector for 3 seconds and then put on the flare. I have no idea what the smoke detector was doing.
Detecting smoke, Noah? Jesus.
They're also shark detectors. By the way, Tim, if you heard sirens, that's what's outside Andy's window.
Oh. We don't have a theme for that.
No, I know.
So they're blowing up the tornadoes, and that stops them. And then all the sharks fall to the ground. But, you know, of course, sharks, you know, when they fall to the ground, they still got to eat people, right? Like, they're not like, holy shit, this is something I never experienced before. They're like, I'm angry. I need to bite people.
And they're not fucking dead from not having been in the water from the entire time they were in the tornado?
No, Tim, it's okay. Sharks can breathe tornado.
Oh, is that...
Well-known science fact.
There's enough water in the air that they just... It goes past their gills. All right.
Yeah.
So
the gills is how they breathe the water out!
Yes. No, it's not... Yeah.
I thought the water patch...
It's not that water... On gills is what gills need. It's water with oxygen in it is what gills need.
Right. I was assuming there was oxygen in the water. Duh.
But it goes in their mouth and out their gills.
Maybe they're just like ramjets. Like, the tornado is just forcing such a high amount of air past their gills that they're getting enough oxygen transfer.
It doesn't go in the goddamn gills!
Maybe somebody spat in the tornado before it started.
The water, the air's going in their mouth. Like that, Tim? There you go.
Thank you.
Jet sharks.
Okay.
I quit.
So there's a couple scenes where they're driving through water. And the water's not deep enough that they can't drive through it, but it's deep enough that sharks are swimming around it and ramming them. I'm like, how is that fucking possible?
Maybe they were skates and rays. You know, they're flattened. That aspect top to bottom is... That lot more meat on the sides.
So they're going to blow up the tornadoes. And it works. And then at one point someone says, I think we're going to need a big air helicopter. Oh. Here's the other thing. They're flying a helicopter right next to a tornado. And they're fine.
That seems cool. That seems legit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know why? Science.
And it is the worst looking. It looks like a magical tornado. It's got like this smoky stuff that disappears and reappears. Like, it is not any tornado I've ever seen. Could be science. Like, maybe, you know, when you put sharks in a tornado, it turns into like magic smoke.
Yeah, no. How many sharknadoes have you seen in real life?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot? Have you spent much time in the South?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Sharknadoes are a thing, sir. This movie was actually, well, it wasn't a documentary, but it was a true story.
It is.
Yes. 3 years ago, a Sharknado hit Atlanta.
That's amazing.
We're like 500 miles inland. That's it. It was unheard of, unprecedented. It's climate change, I'm telling you.
We're done.
I'm done.
You know, I don't think it's going to be Tim's movie. It was a bad movie, but it wasn't like terrible. So here's one part. There's these two people are in the helicopter. They're trying to blow up the tornadoes with the sharks in them. The girl falls out of the helicopter stabbing a shark. And first the guy goes, what? No! like he wasn't really that torn up about her dying. He's like, oh, that kind of sucks.
Oh, I probably could have hit that after this.
Oh, yes, he wanted to. So then at the end of the movie, they blow up the last tornado with a Humvee with like other bomb stuff in it, and it has nitrous on it. The 90210 character hits the nitrous button and then jumps out of the car, which I think would probably kill you. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. Seems like it'd be going really fast at that point.
Wait. Are you saying they didn't do the most realistic depiction of a Sharknado and the effects to fight it? They didn't bring Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson in and make sure it was all science accurate?
They did. I mean, he would have told you that what you really need is a bunch of people with leaf blowers pointing the other way.
So after they blow up the last, what? You know, that's kind of weird. So he goes.
Noah didn't finish that sentence or thought.
No, I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna finish it.
Okay.
He's driving this car. He jumps out of it. He blows up the final tornado, and then he somehow runs back to his family, which I don't think we're that close to where he was, and saves his daughter from getting eaten by a shark, while by jumping in its mouth and with a chainsaw.
Yes, I've seen that clip. And Noah, that one shot of him jumping in front of her with a chainsaw and cutting the shark from the inside with the chainsaw is why Troll 2 is going to win this week.
So he jumps in, he cuts his way out, and then when he finally gets out, he reaches back in and grabs the girl that got swallowed by the shark earlier. And she was, needed mouth to mouth, but she was fine.
The one who was stabbing the
shark
on the way down?
Yeah,
the one
stabbing the shark and fell, and then the shark flew by and swallowed her.
Oh.
And she was like, I just happened to jump into the middle of the one shark that ate this girl.
Better. I just happened to jump into this one shark that just ate this girl with a chainsaw. Cut the shark, not the girl.
Yes, I thought about that too. I'm like, how did you not cut the girl?
That shark's very roomy inside. It's kind of the TARDIS of sharks.
So yes, that was a Sharknado. It's not terrible. It was mildly entertaining for its cheesiness. lots of CGI
they're
sharks.
Eating him, and then they're going to eat me.
Oh my God!
Where's that from?
Troll 2. Oh, so the grandfather tells the kid that if they eat the food, they'll turn into the whatever. And so he said, and then they're about to eat, and somehow Grandpa freezes time. One of his many powers that could come in handy later in the movie and doesn't, Lucas style. Anyway, so he's like, you got 30 seconds to figure out a way to stop them from eating the food. And they're like, all right, about to eat the food. So what does he do? He pisses on all the food, the little kid does. And so the dad grabs him. This leads to the other famous line in the movie. That's why I bring it up. The father grabs the kid and goes to take him into his room, and he's like, that was hospitality, and you can't piss on hospitality. I won't allow it.
Now, in fairness, that seems like the kind of words that would come out of my rage-encrusted mouth when I'm like trying to explain to my son why you don't pee on food. He's like, no, peeing on food, wrong, bad, why?
And then he starts grabbing for his belt, and the kid goes, what are you going to do to me, Daddy? He's like, I'm tying my belt in a notch so I can avoid hunger pains. Like, it looks like they were clearly setting up that he was about to either beat him with the belt or the movie's going to take a really dark turn. But then he's just like, nope, tighten him a belt. What? That doesn't even make sense. Why are you tightening it so angrily? And right now. Anyway, yes. So, my vote stays with Troll. So, is Troll 2 the winner? Is that what we're declaring?
Troll 2 is the winner.
All right.
Troll 2 wins.
Oh, my God!
Stop that.
And that's another Tancast for this week. We got to wrap this up.
Hooray.
Wrap it out.
Hooray! Troll 2! Tim, I can see that victory really pumped you up.
Hey!
Well, because Troll
2.
I know about some of the other movies I have to talk about later because I've already seen them. Although I have to admit, one of them I watched the Mystery Science Theater 3000 version because I couldn't find it another way. But even that, I was like, holy crap, this movie is awful. This movie is awful. I don't even know if it should count. That's how awful it is.
I have a guess as to what it is, and yeah, you're right.
I think it's head and shoulders above or below everything. Like, that's how awful it is. Like, I feel like it's unfair. It's like the steroids of shitty movies.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're doing it like a bunch of trolls who are actually goblins.
Goblin the cock.
That's what they do. Remember, never trust that you lose an hour. It's just shifting.
No, fuck. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
This week I hate. You know what? This week I hate it when somebody like fucking backs in like all the cops do right over the line. Like, no, you didn't even try. You're taking two things. Oh, I got a shiny new Audi. Fuck you. Fuck you and your Audi. You wanted to not get hit? You go park it way out in the fucking boonies like everybody else with the rich people cars. You don't come take two slots right next to where everybody else wants to park. You are not twice as important as me.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com.
thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to TanCast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
TanCast. I will say that, you know, even though taking up two spots is a dick move, if they do it where there's, like, no one ever parks and there's always empty spots, I'm like, all right. And they're parked far away. I'm like, you know, have at. Oh, yeah.
He can park diagonally if he wants to park all the way out in the fucking boonies. Nobody ever parks way out there. He can open his doors and take extra spots. I don't care.
It's when you get those sweet spots that are right close to the, especially if it's, and maybe it's not been for you, but especially when it's raining, like,
oh yeah.
Don't make me park farther away when it's raining.
Yep.
Or I will piss in your gas tank.
I always wonder, like, what goes through their head? I got a new car. Who fuck everyone else?
Narcissists. That's what goes through their head.
I think it should be legal that you can key somebody's car if they do that.
If he keeps it up, I'm not saying I will.
That's how the Democrats win the 2014 midterms. They introduced that bill. Call me, Obama. I got plans.
I don't want keying, but I want something that's inconvenient but not permanent.
Well, Noah, if it makes you, or, if this helps at all, or, my gum almost didn't wind up on the windshield. It almost went and met a lock. Like, oh well, you'll be getting on the passenger side for a little while.
You could put dog poop in a bag on his car.
This is true. I didn't have any dogs handy.
I saw that once.
What if you just take down your pants and wipe your asshole on the door handle? So next time he opens the door, he has to open door handle. He has to touch your butthole.
There's a lot of windows facing that parking lot. So the gum that was deposited was just a flyby.
Did it stick?
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We need to stop recording because I got to go to work.
I had good aim with my justice.
I'm proud of you, Andy.
Thank you.
I don't even mean that ironically.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Someone finally is. Not my dad, though.
Oh, not my dad. Jesus. Why'd you have to end it with a dick punch?
Because.